There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're about to speak with head coach Mike Locksley from the University of Maryland. The Coach Locksley segment is presented by Pretzelized. Pretzelized offers pretzel pita chips and pretzel crackers, which can be found locally in Whole Foods and Sprouts. We were sent some gift boxes by them this week. They're delicious, so try them. Check them out. Coach Locks, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on? How you guys doing?
We are doing good. Well. So, Coach, if you were looking for a challenge this week, it's there, coming off the loss against Minnesota. Now you have to regroup. You have to fly cross-country, face a team that the Terps have never faced before in their history. And, oh, they're also ranked number one in the country, the Oregon Ducks. Talk about this challenge that faces the Terps and how you guys are going to regroup for this one.
Yeah, obviously we're going into a new deal where we're traveling, you know, out west, but been planning for this trip quite some time and how to take care of our players for a trip across the country. But, you know, Oregon's a great team, man. They're very talented in all three phases. There's a reason they're number one. And the thing I told our team, and this is the part that, you know, if you watch the history of how our team has played, we unfortunately play up to the competition. And we've had a couple of teams that have come in or that we've played over the last 4 or 5 years that have been ranked pretty high, and we compete. And, you know, to me, when you travel out west and you go on the road against a team like this, it comes down to, you know, controlling the controllable things that you have control of. And to me, our winning formula has always been about the big plays on offense, creating them, finding a way to get them and limit them on defense. And then that turnover battle, which, you know, the Minnesota game, you throw three interceptions in the first quarter and you get down 21 points and you don't give yourself a chance. We got some guys healthy going out west with us finally. In that Minnesota game, we were a little banged up, but feel pretty good about the health of our team as we head west. And you know what? We've got nothing to lose, and I'm excited about it. I know our team has practiced the last 2 weeks and are excited about this opportunity.
Coach, after the Northwestern game, you told us that you didn't get any sleep, and then you met with your staff, and you looked to make some changes. Now, you weren't specific on the changes that you made. But something worked because then you beat USC and you come back and beat them. After the Minnesota game, you kind of talked about it. It just snowballed out of control so quickly because of the picks, and you know it was 48-10, and then you changed quarterbacks. You put MJ in. Were those changes made for that Minnesota game as well, or were you forced to make more changes headed into this week?
No, you know, going into the Minnesota game, we were without six guys that are playing significant, you know, not having Glenn Miller and Kellen Wyatt, two of our biggest production guys on the defensive side of the ball. We had some guys injured there on the O-line, so we were already thin in certain positions. But you know what, the Minnesota game and those interceptions early in the game, those are things that we can control. Billy made some poor decisions on the one pick six, but some of the other things were, you know, breakdowns in protection. And the goal for us is to keep developing our players. And you know, going to the top is not a straight line. And we saw that in Minnesota and dealing with the injuries going into it. But just our execution, and to me, getting that piece cleaned up, and then the experience that these guys are gaining from some of the adversity that we faced, You know what? I've seen us make some improvements in areas that it's hard to say based on the scoreboard, but we are continuing to develop and get better as a team.
What do you think of the release of the first of six college football playoff rankings?
You know, I really haven't kept up with it. I mean, once you're in the middle of the season, you know, I'm one of the coaches that votes for the coaches poll on Sunday. But after that, I didn't see it to know where it is right this second. And to be honest, I've been really worried about controlling how we prepare and how we play. And I can't tell you that I even know what happened. I didn't even watch it.
What did you think MJ did well, even though, you know, it was a 38-point game at that time, but what about his performance?
Yeah, I mean, MJ has continued to develop, and I think what people saw when and you know, putting him in the game for Billy was, you know, at that point with the game at hand and Billy had taken a few shots, and a lot of people know Billy had off-season back surgery, and so we've kind of tried to nurse and continue to take care of him with that. And so him coming out in the fourth quarter was an opportunity to develop our backup quarterback in MJ. And I think MJ came in and played and made good decisions, threw the deep ball really well. And really, you know, it was great for us to see him be able to come in and manage it to finish the game out like that. But I expect Billy to get back into his normal form where he takes care of the ball and gets those playmakers like Ty Felton and Roman Hemby and Caden Prather involved and us keep him healthy.
How many reps do your backups get during the week?
Wow, look at these questions. I like this. we're usually a 60-40 guy. 60-40. Our ones get 60% of the reps and the twos get 40%.
Mm. Have you ever played at Outzen? As a assistant coach?
I took my New Mexico team up there as a head coach and faced Chip Kelly's squad in, I want to say, 2009.
Gotcha. All right, well, Coach.
Loud place, really loud venue.
Oh, yeah. I bet. And when do you guys leave?
We're leaving tomorrow morning. We team meeting at 6 a.m. We're going to fly out at around 8, get there in time around 11 a.m. to kind of check in, and then we're going to go practice. Over at Oregon State, their arch enemy is going to let us use their facility to get a practice in there and kind of start acclimating to that three time zone adjustment.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck out there, bro.
All right, guys.
Shock the world.
Let's do it, man. Why not, right?
Yeah, yep. Why not? Why not us?
Why not?
All right. Thank you, Coach.
I'll talk to you next week, guys.
Yep. All right. And again, the Coach Loxley segment presented by Pretzelized. Pretzelized offers pretzel pita chips and pretzel crackers, which can be found locally in Whole Foods and Sprouts. And we've tried them here. They are delicious. I think I'd like to dip mine in hummus when I get home.
Drab's had like three bags already.
Yes. He's been hoarding them in his office. I've noticed that.
I noticed it.
I've noticed those boxes.
A hummus guy. Jason's not the
hummus guy,
right?
I am a hummus guy, yes.
No.
Everybody's got their weird food
guy.
Quirks.
No. I'm a hummus guy. I'm a queso guy.
Dude, I'm really,
and I'm a guacamole guy.
I'm really pondering the coconut oil thing. To
15 minutes of gargling?
No, I'm not going to gargle it.
Don't do 15 minutes.
No, I'm just going to chew it. Somebody said that they put it in their mouth. They just chew like, you know, whatever. Keep it in their mouth. But I hate like coconut.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Smart
extra
man.
Extra virgin.
Coconut. Coconut. Gross.
I'm not. I don't like little shredded coconut.
What about baby oil?
That's your thing. Yeah. That's a you and a Diddy thing.
Yeah. He wants the Diddy
oil.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah. You distance yourself from Diddy.
Right.
It's probably the smart move.
No, but I'm psyched to do it. I'm psyched to pull the infection out.
You want to do?
I already forgot.
Pulling.
Your appointment is tomorrow or next Thursday,
dude. He said this infection is not going to be quieted down for days.
So it's next week.
Next Thursday noon.
Next Thursday at noon.
Under the knife.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next, right here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.